you call your father and mother? What do people call their father and mother?
What would I call them?
Yeah, or what terms have you heard?
Daddy, Dad, Papa, Paul, Big Papa.
Mm-hmm. Big Papa would be for your father?
Father, sometimes. It's very rare, but they will call them that. Because sometimes, your children, now, in the case of my aunt calls her Big Papa because the grandchildren started calling my grandfather Big Papa, and so she did that too.
It really start out as a name for the
grandfather. Now, the mother can be called Ma, Mama, Ma Dear, Mother Dear, but they say Ma Dear, Mother, and whatever its names, and a lot of them call their parents by their first names.
And your father's father would be here.
He's my grandpa.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather, granddad. A lot of them call him Papa.
And his wife is your
grandmother, grandma, grandmama, Madea,
uh-huh.
Which is mother dear, but they, and I even know some people call them Mama Ma or Ma.
Uh-huh. Is that very common?
Yes.
And?
Mommy. Well, some cousins of mine they start out real saying, trying to say mommy. And
for their
mother.
Mm-hmm.
And they said mommy. And they grew up all, they still call her mommy.
Mm-hmm. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to each other?
Yes, I have to ask for the men, and he would say, I have to ask the old lady, or the Balax,
mm-hmm.
or the other half, and the boss, or the wives, I have to ask the boss. I have to ask old Cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half.
And a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widower.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. A widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be a
deserted wife.
Do you ever hear the expression grass widow?
No.
And a name that a child's known by just in the family would be called a
the name.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a pet name or basket name?
Pet name.
What?
Pet name or nickname.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A stroller.
Can it lie down in a stroller?
Sorry. A crib.
Uh-huh. Is that something you can move? Or?
Excuse me, yes. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word again. I meant playpen.
Uh-huh.
The playpen can have movable legs that can be taken on or off. Some playpens you can even fold up,
mm-hmm.
and put away in your closet.
What about something that's got a hood that goes over it? It's got big wheels on it and you... It'd be sort of like a stroller, only the child can lie down in it. It's got a... Have you ever heard of a buggy or a carriage or...